When you come to learn Dhamma,
understand you are not coming here to get yourself converted from one organized religion to another organized religion. If Dhamma is pure Dhamma, it has nothing to do with these organized religions. Pure Dhamma is law of nature, is truth. It is universal, it can't be sectarian. In the language of this country, the word Dhamma was used in those days in the same way. Like we say, the Dhamma of fire is to burn. Now what Hinduism about it, what Muslimism about it, what Christianity about it, what Buddhism about it, this is the nature, this is the law, this is the sabhava, tabhava. It just happens, it is so. When there is a fire, it will burn. I put my hand on the fire, it's bound to burn. I don't like burning of my hand, I better keep my hand away from the fire. So simple, Dhamma is so simple, and we make it so complicated by mixing up all different kinds of philosophies and beliefs and dogmas and cults and rites and rituals and ceremonies. The essence of Dhamma gets lost. Essence of Dhamma is to understand the law of nature within oneself at the experiential level. Merely accepting it at the intellectual level, merely accepting it at the emotional or devotional level will not take us anywhere. It must be accepted at the actual level, at the experiential level, then you will find a way out of your misery. This is what was the enlightenment of Buddha when he said, Pubbe anansuttesu dhammesu chakhungutapadi, jnanangutapadi, panyautapadi, vidyautapadi, aloko utapadi. Pubbe anansuttesu dhammesu, what dhammesu? Buddhist dhamma, or Hindu dhamma, or Christian dhamma, or Islam dhamma, what dhamma? Dhamma, dhamma is universal dhamma. Then he understood, which he had never heard, that the dhamma is universal. And Dhamma is law of nature. If this happens, this result is bound to be there. If this does not happen, this result is not going to be there. Two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen, mixed together, it becomes water. What Hinduism about it? What Islam about it? What Buddhism about it? Law of nature is such. I generate craving, I generate aversion, I lose the balance of my mind, I am bound to become miserable. What Buddhism about it? What Hinduism about it? This is law of nature. This is paticca samuppadam. If this happens, this result is bound to be there. Whenever you feel a sensation in the body, and if you react with tanha, craving or aversion, you are bound to become miserable. You may keep on calling yourself a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Christian or a Muslim or an Indian or a Burmese or an American or a Russian, makes no difference. So long as you are generating tanha towards Vedana, you are bound to be miserable. You cannot come out of misery. And if you start coming out of this habit of generating tanha for the Vedana, and you generate panya instead of tanha, you generate sampajanya instead of it, you are coming out of it. You may call yourself a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jain or a Christian or an Indian or a Burmese. What makes the difference? Law is law. It does not discriminate. It does not favor anybody. The law of a country, of a state, may favor somebody. But the law of nature does not favor anybody. Anybody who generates anger or hatred or ill will or animosity in the mind is bound to suffer. He may call himself a Buddhist. It makes no difference. That is why my reverend teacher, my Dhamma father, Syaji Ubakhin, he used to say, if someone is practicing Sila, Samadhi and Panya in the life, for me, he is the true follower of Buddha. He may call himself Buddhist or he may not call himself Buddhist. But someone who is not practicing Sila, Samadhi and Panya and calls himself a Buddhist, I just smile at him, this person. He is not a Buddhist. He is not following the teaching of Buddha. What you gain by getting a name? Say in this country of crores, if tomorrow everybody starts calling himself a Buddhist, what will anybody get? How will people be benefited by that? But even 10% of the people of this country start practicing Sila, start practicing Samadhi, start practicing Panya, and let them call by any name. It will give a very good result to the whole society, to the whole country. And similarly, the entire world, they start calling themselves Buddhist because a big mission has started to convert people to Buddhism, and everybody now calls himself a Buddhist. Who will gain what? waste of energy. But even a small percentage of the population of the world start practicing sila, start practicing samadhi, start practicing panya, it will be such a wonderful world. It will have such a good effect all around. Main thing is to apply dhamma in life. Otherwise, it doesn't help. It does not give us any benefit. How to apply dhamma in life? That is what was found out by Buddha. The teaching to the people that, oh, people of the world, you must live a moral life. That was there even at the time of Buddha, being given by other teachers. It was there even before Buddha. You control your mind, have good samadhi. It was there at the time of Buddha also, by other teachers being taught, and also previously. You refrain yourself from lobha, from dosa, from moha. It was there. There were other teachers also were talking like that. Then what was the contribution of Buddha? Buddha's contribution was that he gave a way how to come out of this lobha, dosa and moha. He didn't only teach, it was not just a question of intellectual entertainment of the people. It was not just a emotional entertainment of the people. It was not just a blind belief. It was something practical. Because he practiced himself. Janato pasato asavam khayam aham vadami. Because I have experienced this asava khay, all these asavas, I have reached the stage where there is no more asava, and I have reached the stage by my own experience, by vipassana, janato pasato. Now I understand with vipassana, and then only I have reached this stage. And that is why I say that you also do vipassana and janato pasato, come out of asavas, come out of your misery. If you don't do this, then we may keep on calling ourselves Buddhist, we may keep on calling ourselves Hindus or Muslims or Christians or Jains. We cannot come out of misery. Misery cannot go away just by changing the name or the label. One may keep any label, and if one is free from craving and aversion, this person is a good person, a liberated person, a saintly person. One may keep any label, and still one keeps on rolling in craving and aversion and illusion and delusion. He's not a good person. He's suffering himself. He's making others also suffer. The teaching of Buddha is to practice dhamma. And the result that one gets is only by practicing dhamma. I was very fortunate that I was born in a country where this practical dhamma is still kept alive. From last 2,000 years or so, from teacher to pupil, from teacher to pupil, although with very small number of people, it is kept in its pristine purity. Unfortunately, where this wonderful law of nature was discovered by this enlightened person, this country lost it within 5 centuries. So many neighboring countries also lost it. But one country maintained it. I feel so grateful to that country. I feel so fortunate that I was born in that country. And because of that, I came in contact with this wonderful dhamma, this wonderful technique, which helped me so much. And now I find I have become such a rich person that I keep on donating this dhamma to thousands of people around the world, and I become richer and richer. Dhamma is great. Dhamma is wonderful. It gives immediate result here and now to one and all. It does not discriminate. It is not necessary at all, I say. And I say very clearly, not necessary that you get yourself converted from one organized religion to another organized religion, and then only this dhamma will work. Nothing doing. You practice this technique. You live the life of sila, morality. You live the life of samadhi, control over the mind. You live the life of panya, observe the reality inside and take out the impurities. You are a good person. You are a liberated person. You are a saintly person. You may call yourself by any name. My Sayaji used to emphasize again and again what Buddha taught. People feel that tatana piyama, you must convert people to Buddhism, you must convert people to Buddhism. And he used to laugh at that. He will say, what tatana? People don't understand what tatana. What is sasana? And he will quote this, which is very common. Sab papas ekaranam kusalas upasampada se chitte pariyodapanam etang buddhana sasanam. this is the sasana, this is the teaching. He never say of my teaching. He says buddhana sasana. He never said this Buddha's teaching only. All the Buddhas. He never claimed that to be Buddha is my monopoly. So many Buddhas. He said countless Buddhas they had been before me and countless they will be in future. How can there be a monopoly of enlightenment? Anybody who is really enlightened will teach only these three, nothing else. Sab papas ekarnam. Abstain from all evil actions. That means abstain from all kinds of physical and vocal action which are akushala, which are akushala for you and akushala for others, which is harmful for you and harmful for others. Like at the physical level, you kill somebody, you hit somebody, it has harmed others. Apparent level, it looks that it has harmed somebody. It has simultaneously harmed you, or I would rather say, it has first harmed you and then it has harmed somebody else. You can't hit anybody, you can't kill anybody unless you generate tremendous amount of anger, hatred, ill will in your mind. Then only you will take a physical action to kill somebody. And as soon as you generated anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, nature started punishing you then and there. This was akushala for you. So akushala is both. Whenever you do anything at the physical or vocal level which disturbs peace and harmony of others, which harms other people, simultaneously you started harming yourself. Whether you steal, or whether you kill, or whether you speak lie or harsh words or anything. Any action, physical or vocal, which harms the other beings, has started simultaneously harming yourself. That is why, sab papas ekarnam, in your interest and in the interest of the people around. Kusalasya upasampada, and work, perform such actions which are kusala. What kusala? When we don't have akusala, what remains is kusala. That means no such action which will harm others. Now how can there be no such action which won't harm others unless you have control over our mind? So biggest kusala is control over the mind, mastery over the mind. The first is sila, the second is samadhi. Develop mastery over the mind so that you don't harm others and you don't harm yourself. And say chitta paryodapanam. Even if you control your mind, by controlling mind you will abstain from taking unwholesome vocal or physical actions. By controlling your mind, you can't take out your deep-rooted impurities. You may purify your mind at the surface level, but you can't purify the complexes that are deep inside at the unconscious level. Then the third thing is important. Sa-chitta-paryodapanam. Keep on purifying your mind, purifying your full mind from the surface to the depth. All anusayas must go away. All the anusaya klesha must go. This is the teaching of Buddha. Every Buddha, whoever becomes a Buddha. Gautama was not the only Buddha. We are very grateful to Gautama because he became Buddha and started giving it so compassionately and freely. And that is why from generation to generation, generation to generation, who kept it? We are very fortunate that people who kept it in its pure form, we got it. So we are so grateful to people who maintained it in its pristine purity. We are also so grateful to Buddha who rediscovered it. He never claimed that this is something created by him. The law was there, always there. Whether there is a Buddha or no Buddha, the law of paticca samuppada is there, always there. What Buddha does? Buddha finds out this law of paticca samuppada, cause and effect. And by finding out this at the depth level, he purifies himself, becomes an enlightened person, and then out of compassion starts distributing it to others. Anybody can do that, but one has to work hard. It is not that easy. One has to work hard. We are very grateful to a person who has worked hard and found out this technique and saved us from the trouble of searching a technique. It is there. The technique had been maintained its pristine purity. We have got it. So grateful to Buddha. So grateful to this tradition who kept it from teacher to pupil, from teacher to pupil. I always feel myself very fortunate that I was born in that land, land of golden pagodas, but I say land of living vipassana. I was born in the land of living vipassana. That is my motherland. I was born there. But I got another birth there, second birth. Like the bird has two births. One birth when it comes out from the womb of the mother as an egg. And then the shell of the egg is broken, another birth, dvija. I got another birth from my Dhamma father when the shell of ignorance was broken. And I could see things inside which I could have never seen anywhere, in any country. I feel so grateful to Buddha, so grateful to the chain of teachers who maintained this in its pristine purity, so grateful to my Dhamma father who gave me this wonderful technique. I feel so happy when I find that so many large number of people from different communities, different sects, different countries, of different beliefs, people come from different political beliefs. This is a Ganges of Dhamma. It does not discriminate. People come from different shades of political beliefs. People come from different kinds of economic situations. Very rich, very poor. People come from different religions, from different communities, from different countries, of different colors. It makes no difference. The Ganges of Dhamma is Ganges of Dhamma. Everyone can quench the thirst by taking this water of the Ganges of Dhamma, the nectar of the Ganges of Dhamma. Good that you all come, you have practiced it, but just taking a course of 10 days is not sufficient. A course of 10 days just opens your eyes that there is something. Oh, wonderful, there is a path. But the path is a very long path. You have to work on it. You have to practice it. Merely accepting it and merely having great devotion for it and merely having great admiration for it won't work. You have to take every step to reach the final goal of full liberation from all the impurities of the mind. Each individual has to work. Whatever you learn here for 10 days, see that you apply it in your life. The application in life gives real benefit. Merely taking a course of 10 days gives very little benefit. But if you keep on practicing it in your daily life, you find the real benefit has started. You start becoming a changed person altogether. Changed person altogether. And that must happen here and now, in this very life. Akaliko. That is why Buddha kept on giving importance. Akaliko. Sandittiko. Before your very eyes, here, just now. The result of your practice must come here. If you expect the result after death, then there is something wrong. You are not getting any benefit from Dhamma now, and you expect some miracle to happen after death, then there is something wrong. Then it is not Dhamma. If it gives immediate benefit, yes, one kind of confidence, little by little I will get more benefit, and I will certainly in future also be free from my miseries. You have to measure your practice with this yardstick. Akaliko. Sandittiko, ehipassiko. You must keep on observing. Come, come and see. You keep on telling yourself, come and see. See the reality inside. Don't just keep on talking. You've done enough talking. Now see, ehipassiko. And you will find niyaniko. Look, it is taking me to the final goal. I am becoming a changed person. My impurities are coming out. The exact benefit of it, unless it comes now, here and now, then there is something wrong. You are not doing vipassana. If you are doing vipassana, that means you have learned how to live in the present moment as it is. It is so clearly explained. That is why swakkhato bhagavata dhammo. So clearly explained. But if you don't want to understand what is so clearly explained, and we just remained happy with our sectarian beliefs or our dogmas, or our philosophical beliefs, or our rites, or our rituals, or religious ceremonies, then we have not understood what Buddha has taught. Swakkhato, so clearly explained. And this can be practiced by one and all. Not necessary that one should become, call oneself a Buddhist, and then only one can get benefit from it. Pachyattaṃ. How much emphasis he gives on this word. Pachyattaṃ veditabbo vinyuheti. Everyone. Every intelligent person can observe the reality within oneself and get benefit from it. So be intelligent person, be wise person. You may call yourself by any name, I don't care. But be a wise person to come out of your misery, to come out of the bondages of all these cravings and aversions and illusions and delusions which make you so miserable. And because of that, you make others also so miserable. When you generate a craving or a aversion or a anger or a hatred, you keep on distributing it to others. The misery that you generate inside, you distribute to others. You make the entire atmosphere around you so tense. Anyone who comes in contact with you while you are generating this negativity, bound to become tense. You have started harming yourself. You have started harming others. This is not dhamma. Even if you call yourself a Buddhist, this is not dhamma. But if you come out of this mad habit pattern and you remain pure-hearted, without anger, without hatred, understanding the reality as it is from moment to moment, you are really a true follower of Buddha in your own interest. You are not obliging Buddha by telling that I am now your follower. Now you must liberate me. Nobody is going to liberate you. Tume hi kichang atappang akha taru tathagata. Any tathagat, a liberated person will never claim that I will liberate you. Tume hi kichang atappang. You have to work out your own liberation. You have to work out your own salvation. Tathagat will only akha taru. Akhyat, he will just point out the path. This is the way. This is the way I have worked. And I came out of my misery. This is the way anybody can work. Pachatang veditabbo vinyuhiti. Everybody can realize the truth by walking on the path in the proper way, in the right way. Fortunately, we have this right way alive, although 25 centuries have passed away. Very grateful to the people who kept it alive. Otherwise, again these talks, different kinds of talks, intellectual entertainments, emotional, devotional entertainments, you will be far away from the reality. We all should be very thankful, very grateful to the country, to the people of the country, to the teachers of the country of Vipassana who kept it in its pristine purity. It has come to this country now. This is your heritage. Highest cultural heritage that you can claim, because of which you became Vishwaguru, Jagatguru. The entire world started paying respect to you because you got something so high which gave benefit to the people here and now. Not mere talks, not mere philosophies, not mere rites or rituals, but something so tangible which gives result here and now. This is what this country gave to others. And this is what this country can be proud of. But merely proud of it and not practicing it will be meaningless. Practice it and then be proud of it. Wonderful. This is India's greatest heritage, which fortunately was kept in its pristine purity by the neighboring country. We are very grateful to that country, and we will now accept our own heritage. We will make use of it for our good and for the good of others, for our benefit and for the benefit of others. May the pure Dhamma spread. People may keep on calling themselves by any name, but may pure Dhamma spread. May people practice Sila, Samadhi and Panya and live a good life, a healthy life, a harmonious life, good for them, good for others. May all of you who have come here, whether you have taken a course or not taken a course, may get inspiration that this is something which must be practiced. Merely understanding it at the intellectual level is not going to liberate me. Merely accepting it at the devotional level is not going to liberate me. It must be done at the actual level. I have to practice. So those who have taken one or more courses must be confident now that I have to take every step on the path. Tume hi kichang atappang, tume hi kichang atappang, atapi sambhajano satima. Atapi, step by step, till you reach the stage where you can say yourself, anasavo, khinasavo, all my ashravas are gone now. All my impurities are gone now. I am a liberated person. Those who have not taken a course, at least they must have inspiration to understand that Dhamma is to be applied in life. Dharetiti Dhamma. We simply talk of Dhamma. And try to be good people at the surface level. Deep inside, all impurities. Deep inside, full of craving, aversion, anger, hatred. On the surface level, we keep on smiling. Wonderful, he's a good gentleman, a very thorough gentleman. But what is happening deep inside? From time to time, like a volcanic eruption, this impurity comes and overpowers. Then you lose all your senses. take that impurity out from the deepest level. When that impurity from the deepest level is gone away, then you need not say that now I am a good person. That your behavior will say that you are a good person. You may keep on calling yourself by any name. You are true follower of Buddha. Buddha does not necessarily mean only Gautama the Buddha. All the Buddhas of the past, all the Buddhas of the future, and even if there is any Buddha now, all Buddhas will teach the same thing. Etam Buddha Nasasanam. All Buddhas have got the same teaching. Abstain from evil, perform wholesome actions, and keep on purifying your mind, keep on purifying your mind. If you are doing this, certainly we are followers of Buddha. Certainly we are followers of the law of nature, and we are living a good life, a healthy life. May all of you get best benefit from pure Dhamma. May all of you come out of your miseries, come out of your mental impurities. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness, real peace to you all, real harmony to you all, real happiness to you all. Bhavatu sarva mangalam. Bhavatu sarva mangalam. Bhavatu sarva mangalam.